Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. 16th anniversary, folks. That's what we're celebrating here. It's the 16th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm celebrating that milestone. As you know, I'm a little bit extra obnoxious this time of year. I'm always obnoxious, but this week, every year, I'm a little bit more, and I encourage you to celebrate those milestones like me and let your customers know, let your employees get involved, and let them be proud of the accomplishments that you've made, surviving another year. Let me tell you something, and Tim Berry, I'm going to get you to weigh in on this. Every year, every new year you can put behind you in a small business is a major success story, isn't it?
Yes, you do accumulate value over time, and really, congratulations from me, too, because that 16 years is an achievement of actually doing it, not planning, not thinking, not an idea, but doing the work, getting it done, and hats off to you.
I appreciate that, Tim. And, of course, folks, Tim has been right here by my side along with so many other Brain Trust members. Next January, we'll celebrate his 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And so, Tim, thanks for all the great years that you've given us and the great information you provided us. We're talking about entrepreneurs right now. And by the way, Tim's website is timberry.com, also bplans.com. And you know my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tim, one of the things you do, you're an entrepreneur yourself. And because I know the story of the origins of your company. I know how you got it founded, very much like mine. Created something from whole cloth with your own money, and then over the years, your business model literally helped entrepreneurs because you were in the business planning business, and then since then you've spent a lot of time evaluating business plans, talking to, meeting with, observing real entrepreneurs as they're in the early stages many times. What are your observations about these folks?
That you can't generalize. It's fun to go through what it is to build something new, to create something, you said, from whole cloth. That's the common thread. Some of them are proving something to themselves. Some of them are just out for the money. Some of them are pursuing making the world better. Some of them are just disgruntled with their boss because they think it could be done. There's all these different motivations and different ways to approach problems. What I love is watching one by one and in all these various instances how, when it works, they're really creating something from nothing. Companies become businesses, employees, you know. People buy homes and cars, and communities grow out of the accumulated effect of all these different people who go from idea to execution to growing and surviving in their business. It's a wonderful phenomenon.
Well, and it's one of the, you know, if you've got the entrepreneurial, if you got the ability to be an entrepreneur, as we talked earlier, it's not a cruise, it's not a cakewalk, it's a struggle, and you're going to be successful, and you're going to fail. Do you know any entrepreneurs, any sustained entrepreneurs, meaning that they actually were able to put some milestones together? Do you know anybody who's done it without struggle?
No. No, and that's the reason this is important, I think, is that there is a mystique and a mythology that glorifies it too much, that if you just have passion and persistence, you're going to make it, and some of that, where in the real world, there's still ups and downs, and you can have the great idea and the great team and the great execution, and there's still going to be some long sleepless nights. I think it's important. People who pursue this, who end up doing this, are are often sort of taking the next step all the time, constantly. And you don't always have time to pull back and look. And at least as you embark on it, I like the idea that people are aware of this is, it's not going to be the glorious dream of I'm going to be my own boss. Mm-hmm.
One thing you learn real quick is that to be your own boss thing is a myth, isn't it?
Well, be your own boss. There's no boss that's harder on you than the successful entrepreneur is on him
that's
or herself.
Right. That's right. And now
and
ownership.
You fail.
If you say I want to own my destiny. If I want to own my, you know, I always say the reason I like being a small business owner is because whether I'm having an opportunity or a challenge in my lap, both of them belong to me. But I do believe it's a myth to say that you want to be your own boss. You're going to be surprised and disappointed because one of the first surprises is you're going to find out that you spend a lot of your time working for your employees. But and customers and people like that, but the struggle. Do you think it's good that entrepreneurs don't always know how much struggle they're going to be facing?
No, I don't. I can see that ignorance is bliss,
let me ask you a question. In 2000, in the late 80s when you started Palo Alto Software, if you knew all the struggles and all the challenges you were going to have that you knew in the late 80s, would you still, in 2000, let's say, would you have still done it?
Yes.
All right. A lot of people wouldn't, but that's a true entrepreneur right there, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to celebrate another anniversary, 150-year anniversary. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.